Doctor.
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 And doctor. Well, we miss anyone?
He's Northwestern Medicine VP. Call Dr. Most right now.
Dr. Kevin Most. Not only a pal, not only a great guy, but sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. And, Doc, I know wherever you go, whether it's out to dinner, maybe to the Jewel, whenever you walk in, there's always somebody to say, oh, look, it's Kevin Most, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. That's like your calling card. That's your intro.
That is. You know, I walk around the hospital, I have to stop because people say that, and it really slows down my day, to be honest with you.
We got a lot to talk about in regards to this early winter hitting. Is it more dangerous for our heart?
Oh, absolutely. You know, a couple things here with the heart. In one, you know, the snow today obviously is kind of light and it's not going to accumulate too much, but we have to start to realize that we are going to start to see more snow here, and we need people to be very careful about when they start shoveling snow. You know, we don't even think about that in November usually, but that heavy snow that we could get at this time of the year, which hopefully we'll talk about when it happens, but we need to be really careful there. And then just the overall for the next couple months, we really need to be careful about our heart and what we do.
So when we come back, we'll talk about a bunch of other things, vitamins and asthma and infections and stuff like that there. This is not going to be the heavy heart attack, snow shoveling thing, but let's do it for the first time for the 48 times we'll do it over the course of the winter. If you can have someone else shovel your snow, especially if you have any health issues at all this winter, do it.
Yep.
Don't be a hero.
Yeah, you know, and at this time of the year, we start to put on weight, and when we put on a little bit of weight, our blood pressure goes up, and when we're shoveling snow with the high blood pressure, that's, you know, leads to disasters. Those are problems for us.
So the worst thing you could possibly do is have a giant bag of potato chips and then go out and shovel snow?
Absolutely. You know, people, we really don't think about our diet too much during the winter, although it changes dramatically from the summer. And the foods that we eat really, like you said, a bag of potato chips is not unusual to sit down.
And think salt's the enemy.
Think about the salt in there. Think about the fats in there. You know, those are all bad for not only our cholesterol, but also for our blood pressure and also for our weight. So you have this triple whammy in the winter of decreased activity along with the increased weight, blood pressure, and cholesterol.
Dr. Kevin Most, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. All right, Doc, let's continue with this. We know we need to exercise. We know we need to move more. We know we need to get the right diet going. All that seems to be common sense, but we need to be more diligent about practicing it when the notion is sit around because it's dark at 5 o'clock and eat that bag of potato chips. There's a horrible story that popped up this weekend, and this goes with cold weather as well, though it wasn't the case. But this little girl, G, in New York, this Broadway star?
Yeah, she's...
Laurel Griggs.
Yeah, 13 years old, died. She suffered an asthma attack, and then within 2 hours went into cardiac arrest and died. And she's been suffering from asthma for about 2 years, according to her father.
Those sort of severe things got to be rare, don't they, Doc? Because the parents seem to be very diligent about watching her.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, it's kind of ironic that we wrote this and then this happened. But asthma at this time of the year is something that we really don't think about, but it is very important. So asthma, constriction of the airway that decreases the amount of oxygen that gets into our lungs. Most people right now who have asthma are treated by a pulmonologist or by their family doctor or internist, and they're put on medications that try to keep the inflammation down. But we have what we call rescue inhalers so that when something bad happens, when we get an infection, when we're exposed to something that causes the asthma attack to occur, we use what we call a rescue inhaler. And what that is it's an inhaler that opens up the airways quickly. My big point to people with asthma over the winter is most people use a rescue inhaler maybe one or two times a month because their asthma is under good control. So what happens is they forget to bring that rescue inhaler, or that rescue inhaler expired. You know, so the big message now is you know, check that rescue inhaler, make sure you have it with you, because tomorrow when you walk out and it's wind chill of 10 below, your airway is going to get inflamed, it's going to cause spasm, and in case you don't have the good control of your asthma, you're going to want to have that rescue inhaler.
Yeah, literally a matter of life and death. So have it around. It's more than just being uncomfortable. And as you said, make sure it is up to date.
Yeah.
What about vitamins? Vitamins important this time of year?
Yeah, you know, we get vitamin D in the summer all the time, right? You don't even take any medication, but you get plenty of vitamin D. And people look at me like, what are you talking about? Well, all we need really is sunlight hitting skin, and we make our own vitamin D in the body. Well, when we don't have any exposure to sunlight, we decrease the amount of vitamin D that is made. So I always tell people, at the time change, start to take 2,000 international units of vitamin D every day. And vitamin D is really important. People say, yeah, I know it's important for, you know, to keep my bones strong. But it also has other benefits. You know, it really helps with cognition, especially in seniors, decreases our chance of depression, decreases our chance of diabetes. So that's a vitamin that we really need to take and supplement. The other thing we really have to be careful for is tell people to take a multivitamin. The chance of having more fresh fruit, more fresh vegetables decreases during the winter because they're not as plentiful and prices go up. So people decrease that amount. And when they do that, they're losing other very important vitamins that can be fulfilled with just taking a good multivitamin every day.
You mentioned infections. You know, we get all snotty and runny nose and nasty this time of year. And then, of course, you have the flu as a problem. The worst thing you can do is go to Thanksgiving dinner and infect everybody.
Yep.
We're 2 weeks away, 2.5 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, I guess, from Thursday. We still have time, right? But get that flu shot.
Yeah, get the flu shot now, because like you said, we're 3 weeks away from Thanksgiving. We have so much national and international travel at Thanksgiving, people coming in for the holiday. So one of the big things we really need to do is make sure you're covered by that time. Not only, you know, we've had outbreaks of flu different parts of the country. Well, now with national travel, people coming to see you, influenza can now stretch across the entire country quickly. So get your protection now. And the other thing you said, too, just about viruses. You know, it was great when Viv called this morning, because her voice today versus her voice last Monday was night and day different. You know, she had a bad cold. I don't know how long it lasted, but it's nice at day 7 that she certainly sounds a lot better. But this is one of those other things. We have a lot of viruses that run around at this time of the year.
The seasonal affective disorder, which, you know, we used to joke about all the time, like, oh, you don't get enough sunlight, sit under a lamp. Yeah. It's a big deal.
Yeah. It is a big deal. You know, we all get winter depression. You know, who couldn't have winter depression this morning when you wake up and it's dark and there's snow on the ground and, you know, we're going to have record colds tomorrow? So we do know that all of us get a little bit of winter depression, but winter depression is normal, but it's not normal if you have it every day. So those individuals have something called seasonal affective disorder. You know, they have a change in appetite. They have a weight gain. They have decreased energy. They oversleep. They can't concentrate. But these are things that happen every day, not just every so often. Those are the individuals who have seasonal affective disorder and should get in to talk to their doctor, because there is treatment with light box therapy as well as antidepressants. And they'll also do some dietary changes as well.
Doc, as usual, you're fabulous. What's the main thing you want people to take away from this today?
You know, I would say probably two big things. One is watch your weight this winter. You know, it's much easier to keep weight off than it is to lose weight. So be aware of what you're eating. Try to exercise as much as you can. I know it's difficult, so going up and down the stairs a couple of times. And then just be really careful about infections, because, you know, influenza is no fun, but viruses are no fun as well. And those are probably the big messages right now.
And go get your flu shot if you have it.
Go get your flu shot for sure.
I've had 4 or 5. Is that too many?
Not yet. You're still good.
You might have overdone it.
Yeah, I'm getting extras. By the way, Dave Ennett hasn't had his yet. Dave, you want Doc to come by, because he's not busy, really. You know, he's running 2 hospitals, but he can come by. And I don't know if you do like a reverse drive-through where Dave just stands on the sidewalk, you roll up and pop him.
Yeah, I mean, should.
I'll
come
down.
Bad that Dave wasn't there. I feel bad when we came down that Dave was with the Wildcats, I think, somewhere, Iowa, maybe. Yeah.
Well, I'll come down. If you drive by, I'll just come downstairs and meet you, like, in front of the building.
And the gun show will be on as he holds out his arm.
In the snow.
Thank you, my friend.
You got it. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Dr. Kevin Moe, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care.